We're joined now by retired Marine Corps General Joseph Hoar. In the early 90s, he was commander of Central Command. That's the U.S. military overseer for the Middle East, including Iraq. He's been highly critical of war planning in testimony before Congress and in opinion pieces for newspapers. General Hoar, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
Does it seem to you something is going on with information coming out about what the senior military leadership wants, seemingly contrary to what Mr. Bush wants?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think the problem has been, clearly, in the government, on the civilian side, there has been deceit in the run-up to the war. There's been gross mismanagement of military assets during the war, and a shocking lack of understanding of the political and cultural realities in that part of the world. It's just amazing to me that there hasn't been more discomfort on the part of senior military, and I must say senior civilians as well, that are not political appointees.
I don't recall statements coming out of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, albeit unattributed, but clearly leaking out of there, saying, this is what we think the military should be doing in the next year, 2 years, and it's contrary to what the civilians want. It's contrary to what the president wants.
I don't either. I think it's high time that the senior military people start to speak out. The civilian leadership, both elected and appointed, have responsibility for policies. The question I would ask is, what is the responsibility of the senior military when you know these people are making bad decisions? I mean, here we are today with 3,700 Americans killed and about 25,000 wounded. I think that constitutes a moral responsibility to speak out.
We just heard Michael Desch conclude his interview with Alex Cohen saying, how do officers know what to do? It's not always a black and white decision.
Well, the trouble is this issue is rarely raised in the more senior educational institutions within the military. As young officers, we're all told to argue vigorously with your boss until the decision is made. Once the decision is made, your responsibility is to carry out the mission as stated by your boss. I think that works very well for lieutenants and captains on the ground in combat. I think when you're a three-star or a four-star in Washington or in a combatant command, you have a higher responsibility. After all, our oath is to the Constitution. It's not to the president or the executive branch.
The institution, General, military service, it isn't like a job, is it? I mean, in some way, it's a calling. It means something very fundamental to the people who are in it. How do you feel about this institution and what it's going through?
Well, I think you've characterized it correctly, Alex. Many of us, particularly people that have spent most of our adult lives in it, think of it as a calling. Certainly people that go and literally spend years away from their family in combat missions or requirements aboard ship or in places like Korea or Japan, that's more than a job. You're certainly not financially remunerated for the hardships and the difficulties visited on you and your family, not to mention the danger.
So how do you feel when you see something like this going on, which I would characterize as a change in the way senior military officers deal with civilian leadership?
I think it's too bad that it's taken so long. I think that it's the right thing. I also believe that there are several ways to get this kind of information out if you disagree with the policy. One of the ones that I know that the United States Congress would like to see happen is for senior officers to be more candid when they are on the Hill testifying. Certainly one of the ways that that can happen and make it pretty easy on a senior officer is to let the members of the committee know that if a certain line of reasoning were pursued, they might uncover some interesting information. Frequently, the questions that are asked of senior military people in congressional hearings are very generalized and don't get down to the nubs of the issues.
General Hoar, retired Marine Corps General, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.